Chapter 1. Leaving a Lasting Legacy. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. On the northern tip of Australia lies a nondescript outpost called Thursday Island, sparsely inhabited by indigenous people from Papua New Guinea and surrounded by the deep blues of the sea. The small and quiet community serves as the commercial centers for the Torres Strait Islands, a small cluster of tropical islands just off Cape York. On the 22nd of October 1928, a child came into the world on this little-known island, his birth going unnoticed by all except a few. It was an unremarkable entrance into human existence, in an unremarkable location, far from the cities and headlines that concerned the rest of the world at that time. The second of two children, the child grew through humble means and hard work in a land that was raw and full of potential. As the son of an educator, he learned his lessons well, many of them the hard way. He made music upon the violin and banjo mandolin and learned his three R's by the light of a gas lamp when the day was through. When he was 16, his father died. With no earthly father to guide him into adulthood, he turned to his heavenly father for direction, stability, and a model after which to shape his life. In the words of the Bible, he found all he needed. The book fed both his passion for learning and his heart for his Lord and Creator. In the hospital, just before his father passed into glory on the 9th of June, 1995, my late brother Robert asked him a question. "Dad, why did you love God's word so much?" His answer, "After my earthly father died, I then turned to the words of my heavenly father and read them over and over again. Dad saturated himself in the word of God. As the world began to heal from the wounds of World War II, the son of the educator chose to become an educator himself, investing his career in the next generation as a teacher, administrator, and principal. With his new bride in one hand and his Bible in the other, he set out to make an eternal difference in his world. As his passion for truth and the lost continued to grow, he became a powerful and articulate defender of his faith in the Word he so desperately loved, in his home, his schools, his church, and his community. Then, on October 20, 1951, in the northern town of Cairns, he did a most remarkable thing. He became a father. But not just any father. He became my father, the man I will forever call Dad. On the day I was born, he became the most important man I would ever know on the face of this earth. With a family now in tow and the decades beginning to slip away, he seized every day as an opportunity to influence his world for truth and to shape his children into those who would love God and His Word. Through his words and through his life, he imparted lessons that will be forever etched in my mind and in the hearts of my four living siblings, and in the heart of my late brother Robert, who was a great teacher of the Word. Whatever you do it 100%. Dad never did anything half-heartedly. If it was worth doing at all, he did it as best he could. His reports as an educator were first class. His interaction with students and other teachers was always focused and intentional. He had chosen to serve the world as an educator, but he approached the task with an intensity that reflected the truth in Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24. "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." In those days, Australian educators were transferred every few years as they climbed the promotional ladder. Approximately every 3 years or so, we would pack up the family and move to a different location throughout the state of Queensland. Finally, reaching the top as a principal of a Class 1 school, we settled down in the city of Brisbane, where he continued his work and his parenting with passion and devotion. What you do at the top filters down and brings others up. Dad showed us that a leader has responsibility, because those who follow are greatly influenced by the one out in front. In Luke chapter 6, verse 40, Jesus said, "A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher." By his example, Dad illustrated this truth in clear ways, both in his schools and in our home. Who we are impacts those in our charge, either for good or for bad.